Later this month, Univision will pull the plug on its iconic Saturday night show, Sábado Gigante. The Spanish-language variety show has been on the air for an astonishing 53 years, starting in Chile in 1962 before moving to the U.S. and Univision in 1986. And it's been hosted the entire time by Don Francisco. His real name is Mario Kreutzberger. Arguably the face of Spanish-language TV in the U.S. Even if you've never seen a minute of his show, you've likely seen his reflection on your screen. Stephen Colbert had a recurring caricature, Esteban Colberto.
Bienvenidos a El Colberto Reporto Gigante!
¿Dónde están mis chicas?
Carolina Miranda has been writing about the show's historic impact, for better and worse, in the LA Times.
It's 3 hours long, and it consists of game show elements that are straight out of Bob Barker, talent show segments that look like something out of America's Got Talent, human interest story that seem ripped from the pages of People magazine, and then a combination of gong show type elements, sung commercial jingles, and a lot of surreal stuff that seems like a little bit of Charo, a little bit of Miami, a little bit of Latin American magical realism all on television.
And a fair bit of Jerry Springer. I mean, there are lie detector tests on cheating spouses.
Yes, yes. The show definitely has its kind of worst daytime TV elements.
You wrote about one specific long-running segment called El Chacal de la Trompeta. We have a clip, and it begins with a member of the audience taking the stage for a singing competition.
This is one of the most surreal things that used to go down on the show.
Eran las 5 de la mañana. Seminar.
This was a regular segment in which a guy dressed up in an executioner's outfit would be holding a trumpet, and a member of the audience would be invited to come out and sing a song. They would keep singing until the guy in the executioner's outfit played his trumpet, and then a lion would come out of the cave and drag the audience member into the cave. Pretty darn weird.
The show had a recurring segment on reuniting families, which seemed to address immigration issues. In the clip we're about to play, a woman is reunited with the mother she hasn't seen in 23 years.
Mamá, te mando un saludo, un abrazo. Y lamento tanto que he pasado tantos años sin verte.
You know, this is a show that has discussed issues such as immigration, public health, domestic violence that has always been there, but it's always been buried amid, you know, guys in executioner's outfits playing trumpets.
There's another recurring segment called Miss Colita.
Miss Colita means Miss Tail in diminutive, like T-A-I-L. Women come on stage and show their behinds, and the woman with the best behind wins. He'll ask audience participation on those segments. So like, oh, what do we think of this young woman's colita? And the audience will be like, yay. And
aplauso para ella. Odali, ¿qué es lo más lindo que le han dicho de su colita?
Que muy voluminosa.
¿Voluminosa? Sí. ¿De verdad que le gusta bailar a usted?
Me encanta.
¿Cuál es el ritmo que más le gusta?
La salsa.
Póngale salsa, póngale salsa.
It always just struck me as very degrading and one of those aspects of the show that really made me uncomfortable as a viewer.
What about that character named Four Teeth?
The character named Cuatro Dientes.
Mm-hmm.
Her name means four teeth, as in she's missing teeth. She's actually an interesting way of discussing the evolution of this show, because the show started in Chile, and she represents a Chilean working class woman who works very hard, whose way of speaking marks the fact that she doesn't have much education. The comedy could be very smart. She would kind of pick apart Chilean mores and class rules in the process. As the show went to Miami and as it got bigger and as it got splashier, that character increasingly just became this kind of goofy, dim-witted, dumb, boy crazy.
Ay, la
labio. Parece que le duele el labio.
She was kind of reduced to the worst attributes of the character rather than the things that had made her interesting as a comedian in Chile. And I think that tells an interesting story about the arc of that show over its 50 years. As it came to the United States, the show had to go through a number of evolutions. One, it had to appeal to a wider audience. And so that meant taking it out of one national context, making the characters and the skits a little blander. But I think it has also, in the process, maybe this is because TV in general has become crasser. I think anybody who watched the VMAs on Sunday can tell you that American TV is no paragon of virtue either.
The Video Music Awards?
Yeah, the Video Music Awards on MTV. I think the show has become crasser. You have a lot of working class characters, often drunks and buffoons. It seems to almost have gotten less sophisticated over time. And that's a bummer because I think because it was such a presence on Univision and because Univision in the United States is so powerful, as a Latino in the United States, I almost always felt like the show represented me. And I've always asked, is that how we want to be defined? When you say the word Spanish language television, what pops into people's heads? It's these dancing girls shaking their tails and goofy slapstick comedy. You know, this is not the only show in Latin America that does this. There are plenty of other shows that, you know, have the girls in hot nurse outfits. But in Latin America, they have a much larger media diet they can choose from. This was the show that came to dominate life and culture in the United States. And there is something not good about that.
The ratings have really slid. According to Bloomberg, in 2008, there were 3.2 million average viewers in the U.S. That's plummeted to roughly 2 million.
A show like this was really designed to appeal to as many generations as possible. Latino families in the United States, much more so than American families, tend to be multi-generational watchers of TV. So the human interest story might really appeal to grandma. The dancing girls is going to go for dad. Then they might have some lip sync artists on, and that's going to hit the kids. Different types of people with different education levels and different language levels all in the same room watching television. And because of the educational aspects that it had, it would be important to people raising kids in the United States. It was a relevant show. It's a huge achievement, and I think it's a huge testament to his perseverance and his hard work that he has made it. But in 2014, U.S.-born Latino adults for the first time outnumbered the foreign-born. More and more, the Latino population in the United States is made up of Latinos like me. Because we're not trapped by the language, because we don't just have to watch Spanish, it means we can go to the full gamut of programming that is available on cable television and then now on the internet. In the coming years, networks like Univision are going to have to rethink their programming. Shows such as this, which are geared a little bit more at the immigrant, are going to start to fade away.
Univision's about to have 3 hours of programming available on Saturday night. What do you think it should do with them?
It's a big question. I simply don't know of a time when there was not a giant variety show occupying 3 hours of Saturday evening. Like, it hasn't, like, Don Francisco's show is older than me.
Carolina, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Carolina Miranda writes about culture, both low and highbrow, for the LA Times.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.